That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, having these athletes, because that's how you get them here. And, yeah. And the better your NIL or, you know, your collective package is, then you're going to be able to build potentially or supposedly a better roster. I think it's a better starting point. The roster is built based on retention and development. And development just isn't on the coaches. Me and DP get into this all the time. It's, you don't get better. You don't become your best or great. You don't go from average to good, good to great, great to outstanding or slash legendary by only doing what the coach tells you to do in the weight room. Only going to the linebacker meetings.
Right.
There's no way that I would be able to know. I felt like we ran a pretty complex defensive system from a linebacker standpoint in my responsibilities compared to other people, other players in college. There's no way if I only just went to quick meeting before practice, I guess a meeting after practice, and then just didn't do anything. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I would have been able to transition that quick to the NFL based on if I didn't go above and beyond, which I felt like it was my responsibility, because my responsibility is to be the best Jay Foreman, not only for me and my family, but more importantly for my teammates and the team I'm on, you know, and coaches that believe in me all that. So, you know, it's a tricky situation, I think, to build a roster. Now, granted, if you get guys out of the if I'm able to go get a J.J. Watt out of the transfer portal, that's a pretty good NIL investment, right? Mm-hmm. But there's no way in the world Wisconsin knew what they were getting when they got him from Eastern Washington, because my man was a tight end and was barely playing.
Right.
He was a zero-star recruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example of development. He got in their weight program. He had a good... Like a ball of clay, they shaped it, and then now he's a Hall of Fame player.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that in the transfer, it's like Tom Brady. People talk about the Patriots drafting Tom Brady. You draft him in the sixth round. You passed on that man six different times.
199th overall. Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah,
you know, you just got lucky.
Right. And if you did know, you played that draft board really
right.
well.
And if you did know, we need to go to Vegas, because we're all going to become billionaires off of that. But back to the time at hand, we got a good text in here from an unknown texter, 3203. The whole UAB football team has joined the union. Now, let's not forget, Trent Dilfer is the former NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say he's the CEO of Elite 11, but he was a big influence on quarterback rankings throughout which is interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least, if you've seen him, the way that some of his sideline outbursts. But again, his experience with the union, his ability to advise players will actually set him apart and maybe have an uptick in the recruiting, which allow them to be a better football team because of his experience. Mm-hmm. So to go play for a UAB and say, you know, we're already unionized, so we're going to be at the table first, is going to allow you to attract other players that maybe not weren't looking to UAB, you know, at first. And so I think it's great for them to do it.
Well, and then it goes back to the state-by-state thing, where there are some states that are very labor union friendly.
Sure.
And others who are not.
Right.
So let's say, you know, Nebraska still leans conservative.
Right.
Not a huge union state. Does the state government get in the way of what the flagship university, right, flagship program, not just wants to get accomplished, but really needs to get accomplished for the goods of the state.
Right. And you also have to have every university on board with this.
Yeah.
Because whether you're in Texas, or say Pennsylvania, which I think just
stronger unions,
unions, and the East Coast, Ohio, and all them. Their idea of how things should go for his union is different than a state that isn't very, you know, open to unions. Right.
Wyoming,
so, right.
Whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say it, within a couple seasons, it's bound to not work out well. In 5 years, if we're having checkpoints along the line, it's kind of like college football playoffs. Mm-hmm. You probably waited 2 or 3 years too long to expand it from four. You know you should have expanded from four. Well, we get to 12, and we ain't even kicked off 12 yet. We already know we're going to 16.
Didn't even give eight a try.
Right. We just leapfrogged eight, go to 12. Well, you know what? We actually should have did 16. So I just think it's a little bit, you know, and I just because I want – for the players' standpoint, in the universities, if the NCAA, if there's still an NCAA out there or whatever it is, they got to benefit off of it. You can't go to a negotiation with the NCAA that's a trillion-dollar industry thinking that you're going to win every battle.
Right.
And you better have good union leadership, both like nationally, that means the – and then it has to trickle down, and they all have to be on the same page. Mm-hmm. Because even in the NFL, you had guys that worked for, you know, sometimes in the PA, and you find out, like, they really weren't totally for you. Whereas you look at Tony Clark in MLB, he riding or dying with them players. Mm-hmm. And that's why they got the sort. And you might not like that they get locked out or whatever, but he's holding the ownership's feet to the fire for the betterment of the players.
Which, again, who are you bargaining with matters, because then you probably have to elect representatives. Because here's the thing, not every student athlete's going to have a seat at the table, but every student athlete, you know, deserves to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So does each school send a representative? Well, that's still thousands of voices. That takes a long time to get through. Is it a regional sort of deal? Is it a sport by sport deal? Might have to look different. But I like your point too about the pace, because yes, if something changes drastically in 2 years, it's going to be bad.
Right.
The biggest knock on the NCAA has been how slow it is to react.
Right.
You've had
the comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So much time to see this coming, you've had so much time to implement change on your own, and you haven't, that it feels like the pendulum might be swinging back too far the other way, where they're going too fast just to get something in place. And here's the thing, whether it's the college football playoff or this unionizing, collective bargaining, whatever, obviously get to the best right answer as fast as possible, but don't go too fast, right? Don't go so fast just to say you did something and cause more problems down the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to look at it with NIL and this whole, you know, stuff like that. They just kind of like threw it out there. It's like, all right, man, figure it out. All right, you guys can do it. We lost in the Supreme Court, you know, and we appealed it, and finally we knew we weren't going to, all right, go ahead and do it. It was July 1st date or whatever, and, you know, people just tweeting out and didn't know what to do. There was no structure. There was no assistance. If you do this now, you know, it's not going to work. And that doesn't mean and I'm saying it's not going to work. It's not going to work good for, it's not going to work out for anybody.
Not right? just not for somebody, for right. anybody.
Anybody. Mm-hmm. And you might have, you'll have the small percentage that went, that, you know, benefit. But overall, it's going to be a sour taste in people's mouths. So I think that everybody needs to try to come together as much as possible for the betterment of the college football. Because I think college football right now is at a weird place, Austin. I want you to think about this when we go to break. It's like it's almost like you have a piece of the pie. Like mm-hmm. you have a stronghold. It's kind of like NFL football. You have a stronghold on brand, what you're a part of people's lives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, when Nebraska wins, I'm sure businesses benefit and everybody's in a better mood, but it's just a part of your week, right? It's Max Tuesdays. You got a Friday game, Friday night games, and Saturday mm-hmm. or whatever games, right? And then you kind of just, that's how the end of your year goes from fall on. And you have a strong hold on that because it's the last little glimpse, and that percentage is starting to go down of the purity of team football. It's starting to dwindle, but you still have your piece of the pie. If this is not handled right, you could lose that,
mm-hmm.
right? Not all mm-hmm. of it, but you could lose your place. That's why it has to be strategic to do the right thing for the betterment of the game. Because whether two big conferences break off or there's this whole regional thing, there's no guarantee it's going to work.
Right.
There's no guarantee it's going to work. If this fails, where do you go from here?
That's kind of where I'm at with NIL to some degree, Jay, because I think if you phrase it to a lot of people of, oh, hey, student athletes are bringing in this much money. They're not getting all the money, but they're getting some of it, right? It's essentially their job.
Right.
I think more people are on board with that than they are with NIL. But the NCAA threw it out there, said, go buck wild, have yeah. a good time. So those three little letters, NIL, have become a swear word to most people. They want it reeled all the way back in. And I think it's because of how the NCAA approached it. If they would have been more judicious about it, had a better system in place to say, hey, it's not just pay to play. It's not just these millionaires.
Yeah.
It's the gymnastics team. It's the bowling team. It's the tennis team that are getting just a little something, you know, essentially a stipend, maybe a little more.
Right.
I feel like more people would have been on board with that. But because the headlines, because the clicks, because the chaos, I think a lot of people are turned off from anything NIL right now.
Yeah, and there's, you know, like NIL, and you say you got like Shador Sanders, and there was a receiver up there in Oregon where he, you know, with his NIL, he said he, you know, he had like a $10,000 or $15,000 watch on. I don't know if you saw that when they Dylan Gabriel. He said he bought a caravan. He's like, I bought a Range Rover and all this other. I mean, dude, first of all, I didn't even know the hell he was. I know who Dylan Gabriel is, right? I never knew. I don't even know who the hell that dude is.
No.
You know, and but obviously, and with Shador Sanders, it's kind of in your face. So that gives people a bad taste in their mouth based on NIL, like you said, and how it just is out there. It's a free-for-all. And how some of these cases are, it's in your face. And, yeah, you can try to reel it back now, but you enabled this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wouldn't go, you couldn't say, okay, effectively right now, you can benefit off of NIL. But we're going to be in there hand in hand with you. This is what you can do right now. More regulations, more stipulations will be coming about. Well, now you went like a year and a half, and then it's like, all right, we need to figure this out. Mm-hmm. By that time, it's over. You had a dude down go to Florida for a $13 million deal, essentially fly all the way across the country, go down there, and they were like, oh, we were just kidding. Then he has to fly back to the other part of the country to go to Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new coach. That doesn't work out. Now he's in the portal. I know he just went somewhere, but
Georgia.
So, but at the end of the day, it's all based around NIL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on the lack of, you know, continuity, lack of structure. And it's not just for the players. It's for the Florida collective mm-hmm. that had gotten in trouble. Why aren't they held accountable? How are you up here making fictitious mm-hmm. deals, right? Because I can guarantee you, if somebody signed their national letter of intent under a fake name, or, you know, like when you only could transfer one time and you don't live up to your obligations, they would be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's part of the problem where it's at, and hopefully they can figure something out. If not, we'll be having plenty of content to talk about in the future.
Bring it.
So, good segment there with my man Austin. We're going to come back, and I guess I sent you the picture of the collective and how much money is going in there. And I want you to think about two things, Austin. When is enough is enough? And did how much pressure is on Ohio State? It's probably a guarantee they're going to be in the college football playoffs, but to make some big noise. And what outcome for them makes $13, pretty much $14 million worth it? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.